11。
我请孟宇用英文来读，大家用中文来看。如果你打开第十一章，并不长，总共只有十节。
I will be reading in English, and we ask the brothers and sisters to follow along with your own Bibles.
好，孟宇姐妹，请。
Exodus chapter 11. Now the Lord had said to Moses, I will bring one more plague on Pharaoh and on Egypt. After that, he will let you go from here, and when he does, he will drive you out completely. Tell the people that the men and the women alike are to ask their neighbors for articles of silver and gold. The Lord made the Egyptians favorably disposed toward the people, and Moses himself was highly regarded in Egypt by Pharaoh's officials and by the people. So Moses said, This is what the Lord says. About midnight I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn in Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, to the firstborn son of the female slave who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than it ever has been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites not a dog will bark at any person or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. All these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me and saying, Go, you and all your people who follow you. After that I will leave. Then Moses, hot with anger, left Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you, so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt. Moses and Aaron performed all these wonders before Pharaoh, but the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go out of his country. Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你的恩待我们。
We thank you for your grace to us.
让我们在这个幕后的时代。
And in these last days,
仍然来敬拜独一的真神。
That we can worship the true God.
这个今天的经文。
Through today's verse,
擦亮我们心中的眼睛。
That open the eyes of our heart.
让我们看见你的长子之死。
To see that the death of your firstborn
带来我们救赎的盼望和实际
brought us the hope and truth of our salvation.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
真是感谢天父上帝，在上个星期大家都非常的激动，我们举行了我们今年的春季的特会。
And we really thank God because last week we had our A spring special service.
领受了许多新的恩典。
We received many new mercies.
有点奇怪哈，春天播种的时候就已经收了，有不少的人信主。
That we were able to have a harvest even in spring because there are many brothers and sisters.
有五位成为天国的子民。
And there are five who became citizens of the kingdom of God.
不过像我前面说的，我们今天要再回到出埃及记的第二部分。
So today we are returning to the second part of Exodus.
我们在前面看到以色列如何透过上帝的神迹审判得到救赎。
And so we see how Israel through the miracles of God received salvation.
在结束第一季度的焦点就是脱离奴役迈向救赎的时候，我们今天继续来在这个第一季度的主题里面。
And so today we are continuing the theme of the first season, leaving slavery and entering into salvation.
好，让我们预备进入我们第二个季度的主题，就是新约的拯救和律法的功用。
And then so we can enter into our second season theme, which is the salvation that is within the Holy Covenant and the use of the law.
三月份我们回顾了前面的九灾，还记得吗？
In March, we went back and we looked over the nine plagues.
我们分三个大的循环。
And we looked at them in three major cycles.
我不光是回顾历史，也思想这个九灾在今天和末后时代耶稣基督再来的时候的一些景象。
And so we are not just looking at the past.To see what God has done, but we look at how it applies to us today in these last days.
和你我的关系和这个世界的关系。
And what this has to do with you and me, and also of this world.
如果说前九灾耶和华拯救以色列，透过打击埃及，使法老心刚硬，让所有人知道天上地下除了耶和华以外没有真神。
And so in the previous nine plagues, we saw how through in saving.The Israelites, that there was judgment upon Egypt, and that Pharaoh's heart was hardened, so that all people knew that that Jehovah was the one true God in all the world.
除他以外别无拯救, 全地都属耶和华, 不光是埃及地,
and that there is no salvation aside from him, and the whole earth, not just Egypt, belongs to the Lord.
今天我们来到这个实在的高潮,
and so today,
灭长子之灾,
we look at the climax of these plagues, that is the plague upon the firstborn.
我把它称为灭头身之灾和放头身之福。
And so in here there was a disaster against the firstborn, but there was also a blessing towards the firstborn.
都是要兼顾前面九灾所说的一个事实，除他以外别无拯救，除他以外没有神，没有真神。
And it is once again emphasizing that there is no salvation aside from him, and that there is no God aside from him.
如果我们今天的经文，你需要翻，继续把你的圣经打开第十一章和第十二章，你来对比的时候，你发现第十灾中。 有一个次序,
and so if you continue to have your Bibles open in your laps and you look at the chapters 11 and 12, you can see that there's a definite procession of events.
对，你先在第十一章里看到上帝告诉摩西最后一灾是怎么发生的，摩西也向他的百姓法老宣告这个福与祸。
And so it begins with God telling Moses what's going to happen, and then Moses announcing to the people the blessings and the curse that is to come in the future.
然后我们会看到在十二章的一部分，比如说二十一到二十九节，是这个灭长子之灾的执行过程。
And then we see how this plague is carried out.
然后最后你也可以看到整个法老和埃及人怎么样欢送以色列人大逃亡的。
And then we see how the Egyptians and Pharaoh were glad to see the Israelites leave Egypt. And so we see that God fulfills the promise he made 400 years ago. And so this is the last corner of the theme in that there's no other God.
我们把这个故事可以分成两个很对比的强烈的对比，两个部分。
And so there's two parts to this disaster that are in very high contrast.
一个审判的部分，一个拯救的部分。
One is that of judgment, and the other is that of salvation.
毫无疑问，这个审判是针对埃及和他们的长子遭到预言，然后之后这个预言被成就了。
And so the judgment is undoubtedly towards the Egyptians, and the judgment against their firstborn, and the prophecy.
而拯救的部分也当然是对以色列的预言最后描写这个预言的成就。
And then the second part is the Israelites, how they were saved and they were freed from their slavery.
一个是灭头身的灾，一个是放头身的福。
So one is the disaster against the firstborn, and the other is a blessing towards the firstborn.
3周以后，全世界各地的教会都要一同纪念耶稣基督的受难和他3天后的复活。
And so 3 weeks from now, the churches of the whole world will be celebrating, will be remembering the passion of Jesus. And
那么这个旧约的逾越节，就是当时的历史的根基。为什么耶稣基督来成就这件事情？
And the Passover is a historical event pointing towards why Jesus had to come and die for us. Today we are not only to understand the origins of Passover, and so we are to understand what it means for us today in these last days towards
humanity. 今天的人在思想福音的时候，以为福音只是拯救，没有审判。
Many people in thinking about salvation, they think that it's just about salvation and not about judgment.
如果你打开使徒信经，任何的信经都会讲到耶稣基督在新约里头讲到审判，甚至比救赎还多。
But if you look at the Bible, Jesus actually talks about the judgment more than he does about salvation.
昨天有一队人跑到我们家来分享福音，就是一个浸信会的教会，就讲到里头包括刚来的审判。他说耶稣基督随时可以来。And so a
Baptist, a group of Baptists had come to our house and they shared a, their vision of evangelism, and they mentioned how Jesus could judgment could come at any time.
真的, 这个是几乎所有的教会都承认这个。 你如果看这个fulfillment的时候, 不知道哪天来, 但是很多的迹象表明, 他福音已经传遍天下了, 他可以随时来, 因为我们不知道得救的人数什么时候满足。
But because if you look at the prophecies, you can see that the prophecies are being fulfilled every day. That we see that the gospel has already been spread to the whole world, but we don't know when it is that he will be considered that the numbers of the saved have been filled.
所以我们今天来看审判的时候，也要思想今天的光景。
And so when we look at judgment, we have to consider the way the world is today.
那我们来看这个灭头身之灾的时候，我把它称为极刑的审判。
And so this is an extreme sentence.
关心中国足球的人都知道，中国足球的黑哨非常的臭名昭著，以至于去年因为赌博的问题全部大换血，对不对？
And so if you follow sports in China, especially Chinese football, you know that
the soccer.
Of soccer, yes. That there was a lot of there was a gambling scandal, and that they had changed the entire roster because of that.
不过我们在座的人很多人关心美国大学的体育。
And even in the United States, if you follow American sports.
如果你注意到这个呢, Auburn University 和 Ohio State 的足球, 因为我从 Ohio State 过来, 所以我知道那个足球队受罚了。
And you know, because I myself come from Ohio, so I'm very aware of what happened with Ohio State.
因为他们违背 NCAA 的规则。
Because they had violated the rules.
所以有关的教练和队员受到停赛和停止奖学金的这样一个惩罚。
And so they were penalized with that they could no longer appear in tournaments, or that they could not receive scholarships.
但是这个体育专栏作家的赵兰道德认为，他说这样的处理仍然太轻描淡写。
And so there are many people who are of the opinion that this punishment is nothing but a slap on the wrist.
所以根本不可能解决目前美国大学体育越来越走向腐败的问题。当然，我们知道美国的体育要比中国要稍微好一些。
And so that it's their opinion that this corruption will just keep getting worse and worse.
他最后在他的专栏结束的时候做了一个建议，建议很有意思。他说 NCAA 啊，应该对这种道德的问题做出一个极刑的审判。
And so he suggests that the NCAA should have an extreme sentence on what's going on.
他说还我自由，致死腐败。
And so give us freedom and put them to death.
这是这样写的。其实当我们看耶和华对法老和埃及的第十灾的审判，对这个灭头身之灾的时候，我们要意识到这是一个极刑的处理。
And so through this extreme example, we see that that's exactly the kind of judgment that God's bringing to the people of Egypt.
这是上帝要求法老说，容我的百姓去，好在旷野侍奉我和敬拜我，不断的遭到拒绝之后。
And so because God had asked Pharaoh, let my people go so that they can.
在前面九灾三大循环之后，法老仍然心刚硬。
That despite all those plagues, that Pharaoh's heart remained hard.
继续要控制上帝的百姓在他的手中。 来服侍他，而不是上帝。
Then he wanted to continue controlling the people of Israel to serve him and not God.
这时候上帝才出手绝杀，发出最后的，但是仍然是有限的一个审判。
And so here God brings out his ace, and it is a final judgment, and yet it's still a limited kind of judgment.
目的是要法老放人。And
it is to so that the Pharaoh will finally let the people go.
你看在第一节就说到，我要再使我的样，就是灾临到法老和埃及，然后呢，他必容你们离开这地。And
so it says here in the verse, once again, I will bring a plague onto Pharaoh in Egypt, and he will drive you out.
当我们看审判的时候，救赎仍然是一个更高的目的。And
so we see that in the judgment, the true purpose is deliverance.
其实今天你看到圣经或者世界上各种各样灾害的时候，都是将来最后灾害的一个预言。 目的其实不是要降灾，目的是让人真正敬畏神，然后向耶稣基督投降，其实就这么回事。
If you look at the world now, all of the disasters of the world today are pointing to that final judgment. But the point is not the disaster, but it is for people to wake up and realize, and to come to before God so that they can be spared.
你如果对比第十一章和十二章的时候，你可以看这个对审判的预言，可以有三个的预言和这个三个预言的成就。
And so there are three.Prophecies that were given in this announcement of judgment, and all three of them were fulfilled.
你看，第一个是半夜巡视埃及地，第二个是所有的头身都被击杀，包括埃及王子。第三个是埃及地充满了哀嚎。
And so, first, that God Himself will come out and look upon the land during the night. Second, all of the firstborn will be killed, including the prince of Egypt, and third, that all of Egypt will be filled with mourning.
你看这里第四节就说，到了半夜，我必出去巡行埃及遍地，凡在埃及地从宝座的法老直到末子后的卑女，所有的长子，一切头身的牲畜都必死。埃及遍地必有大哀嚎，从前没有这样的，末后也没有。第八节他说，你一切的臣仆都要俯伏来见我，求你和跟从你的百姓都出去，然后。我要出去，于是摩西离开了。你看第九节，他说：“法老必不听，我要使我的骑士在埃及多起来。”当埃及这种事情发生的时候，你看他接下来有同样的成就。
And so
four and eight.
And so if you look again at verses 4 through 8, and also the just 4 through 10 really.So Moses said, this is what the Lord says, about midnight I will go throughout Egypt. Every firstborn in Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on the throne, to the firstborn of the female slave who is at her handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle as well. There will be loud wailing throughout Egypt, worse than there ever has been or ever will be again. But among the Israelites not a dog will bark at any person or animal. Then you will know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel, all these officials of yours will come to me, bowing down before me and saying, Go, all you people, and all those who follow you.
那你注意到，你如果看到第十二章的二十三，请你翻到二十三到三十节这段，你看这个成就的。第一个二十三节说到，因为耶和华要巡视击杀埃及人，到二十九节说，到了半夜，耶和华就把埃及所有的长子，就是从宝座的法老直到被囚监狱之子的长子，以及一切投身的牲畜，尽都杀了。第三十就讲到埃及臣仆都起来，夜里都起来，在埃及有大的哀嚎，无一家不死一个人。
And so you see the fulfillment in chapter 12, starting from verse 29. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of the Pharaoh who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in a dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well.Pharaoh and all his officials and all Egyptians got up during the night, and there was a loud wailing in Egypt, for not a house was without someone dead. During the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Up, leave my people, you and the Israelites.
所以你看到说，我们要问一个问题，当这三件事情，夜巡，头身被击杀，包括埃及王子，最后嚎叫哀嚎，表明什么呢？至少有两点。
So what...Do all of these things mean for when we read about all of these events?
第一个是上帝是忍耐的，但绝不是单言的主。
That one, that God is a God of patience, but He is not one to delay.
上帝是终极的审判者，他必要审判恶，绝不以有罪为无罪。
God is the final judge, and He will judge evil.He will not declare innocent anyone who has any guilt on him.
到他的时间到的时候，他就立刻实现公义的审判。
And when his time has arrived, he will immediately enact his righteous judgment.
夜间巡视的时候，就是天公下凡了。你知道，圣经在讲说，上帝下来的时候，就是说上帝要来审判。
And so, because that very night, God Himself came.Onto earth and enacted his judgment.
巴别塔的事件就是这样，在创世纪。
Just as it was during the Tower of Babel.
而这个法老虽然经历了九灾，总是把这事放在心上，对不对
But and so despite the nine plagues that Pharaoh experienced,
总觉得我能在埃及说了算。
He thought, well, I'm the one that's in charge around here.
每一次的升级的审判, 他觉得没有什么要紧。
That during every event, he did not consider it to be catastrophic.
他把上帝前面的宽容、忍耐、警告或有限的审判视为是无能和耽搁。
So he thought that God's patience with him was it because God really couldn't do any of those things.
他不知道今夜就是大难临头，许多人睡下去，明天看不到亮光起来。
He did not know that this very night God's judgment was going to come upon him, and there were some people who are not getting up the next morning.
在我们今天这个时代，每一次的天灾人祸和危机出现的时候，许多人当时都有恐慌，都想要办法说要避灾的。And
even in this day, when there are any kind of disasters, natural or man-made, we see everyone is terrified and they all want to escape that disaster.
但是很多人跟法老一样，认为老天不长眼，就是看不见。
And so many people think the same as Pharaoh, that maybe, you know,
所发生的事情都是一个随机过程。
That, you know, that it's, it'll, something like that will never happen to me.
不一定是我，所以因此危机一过了以后呢， 就不觉得有大难会临头。
And so after the crisis has passed, they do not believe that an even greater disaster awaits them.
很多人信主的过程都是这样。
Many people are like that even after they become believers.
就像这个平时不用功的学生啊，和上班懒散的这个做工的人， 一天在网上泡着。
So maybe, you know, for example, if a student doesn't study or someone at work who's on the internet all day.
当考试来的时候，当这个项目要交账的时候，
when the test or the deadline looms.
就着急了，叫别人帮忙。
And so they get the,
作弊。
You know, maybe they'll try to cheat their way through.
也许可以混过去。
So maybe they'll be able to make it.
变成一个经验。
That they have this experience.
以为习以为常，将来车到山前必有路，船到桥头必然直。
So they believe that they'll be able to make a way through going, just keeping as before.
他们不认为如此下去，将来有一次的考试会通不过，有一次的 project 不能够按时完成。
So they don't believe that one day they'll meet a test they won't be able to pass, or a project they won't be able to turn in.
这个世界对耶稣基督要再来的预言和启示都是这样的看法。
That's how the world looks at the prophecies of Christ.
我问问我们自己有没有预备好耶稣基督来。
If we ask ourselves, are we ready for Jesus' second coming?
这是为什么彼得在彼得的后书告诉当时的教会，2000年以前。
That's why Peter in 2 Peter told the church 2,000 years ago.
他这个第三章第二节说，我写这些东西，让你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。
My brothers, I want you to remember the holy word of the prophets and also the command of the Lord, which the apostles have taught you.
他说第一要紧的，该知道在末后必有好讥笑的人，随自己的私欲来讥笑，说主要降临的印记在哪里？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物和起初创造的时候都是一模一样，没改变过。That
the first matter of importance is that know that that at the end of the age there will be many mockers who will according to their selfish desires say, where is the promised coming of the Lord? Because since, you know, from that our ancestors have died, and you know the world has always been the way it is since the very beginning.
注意彼得怎么说，他们故意忘记从太古神凭的名，天命从水而出，借水而成的地，故此世界当时的世界被水淹没消亡了。That
they purposely forgot that from the beginning that the world had been created by the word of the Lord and had come. That water had come from the earth, and so on the day of destruction, they were also destroyed by that very same water. And this is, of course, talking about Noah. But today, the world remains because there is a coming judgment.
他说不是的，世界已经改变过一次。挪亚的那一次全球性的审判是预示将来的那个最后的审判。
Because the flood of Noah is a symbol pointing to the final judgment of the future.
然后他就提醒我们说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容，不愿一人存留，乃愿人人都悔改。
That the Lord's promise has not been accomplished. Some people think that he's delaying, that it is not a delay, but it is a mercy towards you so that not one person will be lost, but all will be saved.
今天的人千万不要解读错上帝的宽容。
And so today we must not misunderstand God's mercy.
不要像一个不用功的学生和不负责任的工人。
Let us not be that student who is lazy or that worker.
那是上帝的宽容，要人悔改。当得救人数满足的时候，到了上帝认为该算总账的时候，是来不及的。
Because when God calls our account, calls us to account, then it will be too late.
你看到 tsunami 的时候，发生的时候，有些人是训练有素的人，当 tsunami 来的时候，他马上到山上去，那些人就得救了。所有认为没关系，因为日本 tsunami 是20年、30年前发生的，所以那些人没有当做警告的时候，卷走的时候都不知道怎么回事。
So, you know, when we see that happening with the tsunami, that there were those who were prepared, that as soon as they heard the alarms, they escaped on higher ground and they were safe. But there are people who thought, well, you know, it's not going to happen. A disaster of this scale hasn't happened in anyone's life in 20, 30 years. And so when they were swept away by the waves, a lot of them didn't even realize what was going on.
其实不光是在幕后有审判，今天上帝仍然在做审判的工作，包括在基督徒中间也有管教的工作。
Because and it's actually not just the final judgment, but today in our everyday lives, God is doing His work of judgment.
往往是我没有想到的时候。
And many times it's not what we're expecting.
比我们想的要快，比我们想的要狠。
And it is faster and fiercer than anything.
当上帝把我们在暗中做的事情暴露出来的时候，就是审判。
Because when God puts something that we were, when God exposes something that we were attempting to hide inside ourselves, that is judgment.
不光是突然，而且打击是很致命的。
And so it is a very sudden, deadly.
你看第二点
，judgment
有限但是致命的审判，要世人要敬畏他。
It is a limited and yet deadly.
不是所有的人都取命，但是每家都有代表，每家都被殃及。
So even though not all the people died, every household lost somebody.
不仅人死，牲畜也死。
Because not only people die, but the livestock also die.
在整个的创造界中，人是做代表的。
Because in all of creation, man is the representative.
我们的做法会影响我们所管理的世界。
How we do affects the world around us.
越是高位的，越是影响力更大。审判越重。
The higher position they are in, the more influence they have, and therefore the harsher the judgment.
你看法老家受到同样的审判。
Because even the Pharaoh's household received the same judgment.
你注意到这里特别提到法老的长子，法老认为他是神灵，对不对？他是神，他的长子也是将来要辅佐上来做神的。
And you see that the Bible especially mentions the household of Pharaoh because in those days Pharaoh believed himself to be God, and his son would one day sit on the throne as a god also.
结果他的长子也灭了。
But God struck down his son.
他的希望破灭了。
And destroyed his hope.
今天多少的政权认为他们是永远像上帝一样来决定人们的命运的。
You see, every government today, they think themselves to be like God, that they will be around forever to rule over the people.
他们看到这段经文应该再想想。
If they read this verse, they should think to themselves.
因为当这个在上掌权的人出错的时候，不光他们家遭灾，他的信念也会导致整个国家、地域的活物都遭到致命打击。
Because when you're in a position of authority, when judgment comes upon you, you bring disaster not only to your own household, but to the entire area that you rule over.
所以在新旧约圣经都提到，我们不光是为我们一般的人祷告，要为在上掌权的祷告。
And so, because that's why the Bible tells us that we are not only to pray for each other, but we are also especially to pray for those in power, in positions of authority.
保罗、彼得都有这样的教导。
Paul and Peter both have this kind of teaching.
所以当一个国家的政府首脑敬畏上帝，公义良善行事的时候，这个国家这个民族是有福的。
Because when the government and those in power fear the Lord and are just and good, then it is a blessing to that nation and the peoples of that nation.
耶和华为上帝的这个国家有福了。
Because a country that honors the Lord as God is blessed.
其实基督徒在看见上帝审判的时候，要以以色列的心为心，要来借鉴。
And so even when we're looking back at the judgment of God as Christians, we really need to look at the Israelites as our example.
因为这些上帝的百姓也是不断的悖逆，上帝用灾甚至赶出家园的方式来击打他们。
Because in those days, God used all sorts of disasters, even kicking them out of their own homeland.
但是如果基督徒你真认识到耶稣是替你遭受审判的。
But if you truly understand that Jesus has taken all of that judgment for you,
你就不会再等到第十灾出现的时候心里就悔改，顺服圣灵的带领，及早回头来到他面前。
But you will repent long before that tenth plague and come before him.
我们在这个上个星期的这个执事的训练的时候，我们就讲到一幅图。
In last week'sDeacon training, we talked about a picture.
讲的基督徒经常的所谓的悔改信号，就是悔改一个表面的悔改，然后就好像得到了一个确据。
That a lot of times when people become Christians, they have what a superficial kind of repentance.
然后我们讲，其实有好几步，你要看你根的问题。
But the true,
你真正要 own your sin, 不是别人的问题。
That you really have to look at your own sin, not just the other people's problem.
然后来到十字架上，真感觉是神真赦免你，然后你可以 disown your sin.
And then you really feel, you really come to understand that it is God Himself who has forgiven you.
今天的人悔改信靠太 superficial.
That it's really too superficial for people to be repenting and believing these days.
但是感谢神让我们看到这段经文。
But we thank God that He gave us this passage.
当上帝的审判不断升级的时候，人就应该看见到哪里去找他，哪里避难。
When God's disasters come upon mankind, we can see where we can go to have refuge.
让我们学会敬畏他，得到智慧的心。
So that we know how to have a heart of fear.
如果耶和华要让法老受惩罚的目的是要法老放手，祝福以色列人离开埃及来敬拜上帝，那他怎么来祝福我们今天在座这些跟随他的人？
So if the purpose of those disasters was ultimately for the blessing of the people of Israel, how does that apply to us today?
非常有意思，也是三个。
So there's a triple prophecy here also.
法老不但让以色列人离开，还要催他们离开，这是第一。第二，以色列人要向埃及要金银，要衣服。最后呢？以色列人要在埃及面前蒙恩，就是升为至高，升上去。
So these three prophecies are as below. That not only the Pharaoh will want the Israelites to leave, but he'll be telling them to hurry up. He'll be kicking them out. Second, that the Israelites will receive gold and silver from the Egyptians. And third, that the Israelites will be greatly blessed before the Egyptians.
我们已经看过第十一章，你看一下十二章。从三十一节一直到四十二节这段。
And so again, if you see that from in
请打开经文。
If you look at the Bible from Exodus chapter 11,
你看三十一节怎么说？起来，这十二章三十一节，也是夜里召了摩西法老来说，他说：“带着你以色列人从我民中出去，依你们说的吧，去侍奉耶和华吧，带着牛羊走吧，还要为我祝福。”降服了。
And so in chapter 12, verse 31, again, during the night, Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, Up, leave my people, you and Israelites, go worship the Lord as you requested. Take your flocks and herd as you have said and go, and also bless me. So it was complete and total surrender.
然后第三十三节说，整个的埃及人不光是法老，一同的催促百姓，打发他们赶快走，说埃及人说我们都快要死了。
The Egyptians urged the people to hurry and leave the country, for otherwise they said, we will all die.
三十五节第二件事，你看以色列照着摩西的话向他们开口要金银器和衣裳，然后呢耶和华就让他们蒙恩，以至于埃及人给他们所要的，就把所有的埃及的财物夺去。
The Israelites did as Moses instructed and asked the Egyptians for articles of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord had made the Egyptians favorably disposed for the people, and they gave them what they asked for, so they plundered the Egyptians.
他们走的时候，那么多的人，还包括一些闲杂人员，不是以色列人，也不是埃及人，打仗可能的俘虏。
And so when they left not only with the Israelites, but also with other people who were with them.
在结束的时候做了一个结语，说以色列人在第四十节，以色列人在埃及总共有四百三十年。当住满了四百三十年的那一天，耶和华的军队从埃及地出来，这夜是耶和华的夜，因为耶和华领他们出了埃及地，所以当向耶和华谨守，是以色列众人世世代代该谨守的。
Now the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Because the Lord kept vigil that night to bring them out of Egypt, on this night, all the Israelites are to keep vigil to honor the Lord for the generations to come.
在这里头，我们看到一件很重要的事情，就是上帝的百姓因上帝的怜悯蒙了恩典。
And so through this we see that the people of God, because of God's grace, receive great blessing.
救赎来到也是势不可挡。
And when it is time for the salvation to come, no one can stop it from coming.
想留下来都不行。
And they cannot even, in it, when it's time to go, they can't, there's no possible way for them to stay.
你问那些真真悔改信主的人，想不想再回到过去不做基督徒的时代？有多少人举手告诉我一下，不用害怕哈。不用害怕，如果你想再回去。
If you ask anyone who is a Christian now, would you like to go back to the state you were in before you became a Christian? I don't think anybody would want that.
因为上帝已经把你分别出来了。
Because God has already called you out and made you holy.
好让你知道我是耶和华。
So that we know He is God.
扬眉吐气的，不光带自己羊，还把别人把最值钱的东西都带走了。
Because and so not only did they leave with their own belongings, but they had plundered the Egyptians as well.
这是公平的哈。
Because this is
四百多年白干了，哪有这事儿
？And so they took with them the wages that they earned for their 400 years of labor.
不光如此，他们看到上帝的赐福之后，还带了一些人走。
And not only did their own people get to leave, but they were able to bring others.
我们有时候说唱一首歌，不要空手回天家，啥意思啊
？So we often sing a hymn, "Do not come home empty-handed."
这也是一样的，也在讲说那个时候你要带领那些。愿意悔改的闲杂人员跟上你一块走。
And so because that's the way it is even in the Old Testament, that even if you are a Gentile, even if you do not belong to the people of God, that if you are willing, you can come.
孟宇翻译的很好，我们就是闲杂人员，我们本来就是外邦人嘛，不是以色列人，结果就把我们带出来了。所以当圣经马太福音说他从埃及呼召他的儿子，就耶稣基督出来的时候，同样带很多的人去跟他一同做儿子，领受这样的福分。
Because we ourselves are Gentiles, we're not Jewish people, but we were able to receive salvation as well. Because, as the Bible says, when God called His Son Jesus out of Egypt, He was able to bring many sons to God.
你注意到这一次百姓第二次低头敬拜神。
And so once again, the people bowed their heads in worship.
很有意思，你还记得在第四章的时候，摩西带他们出去跟法老一说，然后呢，法老给他们加重，连稻草都不给的时候，他们当时很苦，对不对？说你要不要整死我，对不对？当时他们都，但是在那之前的时候，他们第一次有过敬拜，在没受苦的时候第一次敬拜，现在是整个十灾之后第二次的敬拜，上帝的旨意在他们中间开始成就了。
We remember that before this whole mess started, that the people had come before God to worship God, and then Pharaoh gave them a hard time and told them to make bricks without straw. But now, through all of these plagues, they were able to come before God once again in worship.
有的时候，他们原来真是风闻有上帝，在十灾之后，他们是亲眼看见上帝的作为，像做梦一样。
So this must have been like a dream for them, because before they had only heard about God, but now they saw with their own eyes.
再过几天，你可以在各种各样的电视台里都可以看到十灾的电影。
And so in the lead up to Easter, you'll see many movies about these plagues.
你看完那个时候，你都会激动，真觉得像胜利大逃亡那样，拿着别人的钱财，然后匆匆忙忙就走了。
And so you could experience a little bit what it's like to must have been an Israelite during those days. That it was really a truly a miracle that the people of Israel could go into the wilderness to worship God. Because it was not something that they could accomplish themselves, but God Himself coming to accomplish it for them. So there's a question here.
人们就会问, 在这个救赎的伟大事件中, 上帝是不是公平的?
And so they will ask, well, is God being fair here?
没错, 这里有一个很重要的逾越节的核心, 我现在还没有讲。
Because there's a very important central tenet of Passover that I haven't covered
yet. 你每个人都会问上帝要公义。
Because we all want God to be just.
我们都会承认, 法老埃及人有罪, 因为他们不是人类的主宰, 只有上帝。 是主宰,
and so we know that the people of Egypt had sinned in that no one is Lord above anyone else, but God Himself is Lord.
是为什么这个国家说人被造的平等是从圣经来的，不是生来平等，讲被造的平等，都有上帝的形象。
And that is why in the United States Constitution it tells us, for all men are created equal.
但人们就会问了, 上帝为什么选择击杀埃及人？ 那以色列人真没罪吗？
And so they'll ask, well, why did God pick on the Egyptians? What about the Israelites? Didn't they have any sin?
对埃及的投身之死，以色列的投身有什么样的特权可以存活？
So what right do the firstborn of Israel have to live while the firstborn of the Egyptians died?
就带到这部分的第二点，就是公义中实际是有恩典，恩典的公义是一个羔羊的长子宝血的救赎。
And so we see the righteousness that is also in grace, that the blood of the Lamb saved them.
你看这段经文, 从21节12章, 摩西召了以色列的众长老对他们说, 你们要按着家口取羔羊, 把这逾越节的羔羊宰了, 拿一把牛膝草, 浇在这个棚里的血, 打在门楣和左右的门框上, 你们谁也不可 出自己的房门，直到清晨，因为耶和华要巡视击杀埃及人，他看见血在门楣上和左右的门框上，就必越过那门，不容灭命的进入你们的房屋，击杀你们。这列你们要守着，作为你们和你们子孙永远的定力。25节，日后你们到了耶和华所应许那赐给你们的那地，就要守这里。你们的儿女问你们说：“行这里什么意思呢？”你们就说。 这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过埃及人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低下头敬拜。耶和华怎样吩咐摩西、亚伦，以色列就怎样行。Yeah, this part I think we don't have the translation of the use. Please open your Bible to see that part in English.
Yeah, this is Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 28.
但是注意到，在前面的四到九灾里头。 上帝开始主动的做一个分别为圣，割山地或者黑暗的时候，以色列那边都是亮的，或者以色列的牛羊没有死。And
we see that in the previous plagues, God was already making an exception for the Israelites.
但是在第十灾中，But
in the tenth plague,
却突出了以色列人各家要一个献祭，要参与。There
was a request for every household of Israel to be a part.
两点很重要，一个就是要献上一个无瑕疵的羔羊代替为祭。First
is that they are to kill the Passover lamb, the without blemish, to be a substitute.
第二个是以色列要凭信心在这里面参与，and
second,
要涂上去。Second
that they are to have faith in participating and putting the blood on their door.
当时的人做了。So
the people of the time did it.
我相信那些闲杂人员也做了。
And some of those
不然他们不会被 spared.
And some of those Gentiles, they too followed along, or else they wouldn't have been spared.
但这里我特别注意，摩西有个强调，说你们守着要作为你们和你们子子孙孙的定例。And
so this is something that you and your descendants are to follow.
摩西当时是告诉在旷野中的以色列人，那些要反抗他、带领他们离开埃及进入迦南的那些人。
These are the people who are going to be going into the promised land.
他提醒他们，看看你们的祖先那时候看见上帝的救赎，他们就拜上帝。
It will be a reminder for generations to come that this was what God had accomplished on your behalf.
你们还要拜埃及的牛犊吗？
Are you,
你们还要吃埃及的大葱吗？
Do you still really want to worship the gods of Egypt and to eat the food of Egypt?
他们的列祖明白上帝的信实，真的实现了这个应许。
And so the ancestors, they understood.
离开埃及进入迦南是出埃及的主题。
Because to leave Egypt and enter into the promised land is the main theme of.
今天上帝也在呼召所有的基督徒。
And today God is calling all of the people.
离开罪和死亡，进入永远的家园。
To leave sin and death and to enter into the.
盼望将来要来到的天国。
So that in and that the kingdom of God will.
今天的基督徒最难的一件事。
The hardest thing for a Christian today.
就认为这个世界要存到永远，而将来的天国是虚无缥缈的。
That we think that this.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们错了。
That this world is going to be the way things is, and that the coming kingdom is an abstract kind of idea. That is, we could not be more wrong.
借着耶稣基督受死复活，他做这个长子的献上，已经向我们证实，他把万有都会赐给我们。不过现在还没有完全兑现，就是。
Because through the death and resurrection of the firstborn, Jesus Christ, He's proved to us that He has conquered all, and one day we will be heirs, and that it's just that day has not arrived yet.
我们应该学习以色列在这个时候。
So we are to learn from the.
我们应该从中看到我们的影子。
We are
在这个逾越节的羔羊这个救赎里面。
We are to see shadow of ourselves during these Passover events.
我们是被拿撒勒人耶稣这个真的长子，上帝的独生子，成为了亚伯拉罕的子孙的。
That through the son, the firstborn, that we became children of Abraham.
我们每年每个月或者甚至每天
，in every year, every month, and even every day,
都可以遵守摩西的这个诫命，就是来到他的施恩宝座面前来祷告，求他的赦免，求他的救赎。
We can come before the throne of grace to ask to ask for God's salvation.
刚刚我们领了圣餐。
We just received the bread and the cup together.
有多少人真正的悔改，说一个具体的罪
？How many of you actually repented of a specific sin you know you are aware of in your life?
如果我没那样做，真是可惜。你并没有领受恩典。我告诉你，你并没有领受。
If you did not do that, then it's a great sin.
You just go through the motions.
你只是这个随便做做而已。
真的。我们真是真实的吃了这个羔羊，喝了他的血，吃了他的肉，就长了长子的生命。
And so, because in eating of the flesh and drinking of the blood, we have the life of the firstborn.
如果我们只是悔改，没有真的信心相信这个，你也同样也是 go through the motions.
If you're just doing this without truly understanding that, then you're just going through the motions.
也许你们都应该为刚刚你们领受圣餐悔改，到星期五的时候。好好预备心，两个三个星期以后。
So maybe you know, so maybe as you're thinking about this, you can really prepare your hearts for the next time.
请问你在这里看见你自己的影子没有
？Do you truly see your shadow?
我们原本就像以色列一样。
Because we were like the Israelites.
从小被人口贩子给贩到埃及，到那个恶仆的手里。
We were sold into the hands of an evil master from the day of our birth.
这个主人奴役我们，把我们遍体鳞伤。
And this master mistreated us so that
we were covered. 我每一次的抗争，每一次的逃跑，都遭到更加恐怖的欺压。
Every time we tried to fight back or run away, we got an even worse oppression.
这个凶恶的主人的围墙实在太高，是我们没有办法能够穿越的。
That the walls of this person were too high, we could not escape them.
他的刑警也实在遍布各地。
And his minions.
即使你有本事穿越围墙，你也会被他的警察抓回来。
So that even if you could escape, that you would be pulled back in.
你也知道我说这个主人是谁，就是罪、死亡。
So this old master, sin and death.
但是有一天，你真正的主人回来了。
One day your true master came returned.
耶和华的长子来到了。
The firstborn of Jehovah God came,
替你战胜了邪恶的主人，
that He overcame, He overcame the evil master and he paid for
your rebellion.
So that he can no longer chase after you. And no longer
罪不在你的生命中做主, 恩典做主了。
Sin is no longer your master, but grace.
你已经自由了。
You are free.
离开了象征的死和死亡的埃及。
You have left the death and sin of Egypt.
因为上帝的长子。 投身的让你自由了，你就真自由了。
Because when the Son makes you free, you are free indeed.
因为他替你我死了。And
because He had died.
为千千万万信靠他的人死了。For
the thousands and millions.
成了被杀的逾越节的羔羊。He
became the Passover Lamb.
赎回了我们。And
redeemed us.
不光救了我们。Not
only did He save us. And raised us.
在万国中做长子。
That so that we can be the sons of men.
千万不要出卖长子的名分。
So do not throw away that.
美国在不断的出卖长子的名分。Right
now, America is selling out its firstborn.
忘记上帝多年的恩待。They
have forgotten the grace of God in their lives.
但愿中国人有恩典。But
we hope that we remember.
我们这些闲杂人。That
we as Gentiles.
本来要灭亡的。We
were heading towards destruction.
今天领受了诸般的恩典。
But today we receive grace.
将来跟他一同要坐席,
and one day we will sit with God himself.
要吃那完美的羔羊的婚宴,
that we will be in the wedding feast of the Lamb.
我们来敬拜他,
let us worship him.
来祷告,
let us pray.
主啊, 你是审判的主,
Lord, you are the Lord
你更是救赎的主,
of judgment. But you are the Lord of
我们来到你的面前, 承认我们国犯, 唯独得罪了你。
We come before you and we admit that we have sinned against you and you alone. That we were originally sentenced to death. But you gave your son. So that today we have a precious name.
永远的生命,
an eternal life.
虽然我们今天可能没有经历到那些所有的金银财宝都在我们的手里。
So perhaps we have not experienced the material blessing in our hands.
但是上帝有一个应许,
but God has a promise.
他借着保罗说,
He's through Paul.
如果上帝连他的爱子都舍了给我们了,
because if God had not held back His only Son for us,
他岂不把万物上帝的国度将来要一同的赐给我们?
Will He not also give all of creation into our hands?
你已经把圣灵给了我们做将来的凭据。
And you have given us the Holy Spirit as a seal for the
future.
And one day you will lead us into your eternal kingdom. And when that day comes, not only do we worship, but we also rejoice. Because the things you do, Lord, are great. And it is worthy of our praise.
谢谢恩主, 听我们的祷告,
we thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.